Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the split in the Republican Party that has been generated by Trump. And what's happened is this. For almost the full four years, till Election Day, he had a pack of sycophants surrounding him, sticking up for him no matter what he did. When it came to betraying us on the Ukraine phone call, where he threatened them with not giving them arms, let the commie Ruskies run them over. Commie Ruskies were already took over Crimea. They're already pushing into eastern Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Poland, you know, so did Lithuania. Commie Ruskies divvied them up in the 1790s with Prussia and Austria. The fact is that the country of Poland disappeared from the map from 1795 to 1918. Somebody tries to sell you a map of Europe in the 19th century with Poland on it, it's a forgery. Polish people stayed strong. 1918, after the Second World War, Poland got restored as a country that lasted until the Nazis invaded 1939. 1945, World War II is over, the Commie Ruskies swoop back in. At some point, Poland loses Ukraine and Lithuania, their separate countries. It wasn't until 1989, the fall of the Berlin Wall, Poland gets its freedom again. Lech Walesa, the great labor leader, Pope John Paul II, other patriots over there really took care of those Commie Ruskies. Now, here's the deal. So in Ukraine, you'd think that, well, we impeached Trump. You'd think that he'd be convicted. Well, he wasn't convicted. Mitt Romney voted to convict him, and that was it. And he took a lot of things, including death threats and shouting at him at airports. All the rest were sycophants, but the rest of them were sycophants until they stuck their claws in the wind and realized that the winds of history were against Trump. He'd obviously lost 7 million votes, 306 electoral votes for Biden, 7 million cushion. And they just were rats. They stabbed them. They ran out on them. And they do that. The expert is Lindsey Graham. I mean, Lindsey Graham has ratted each way two or three times. He betrayed John McCain. He betrayed Joe Biden. Joe was a friend of his. Then he betrayed Trump. Now he's trying to suck back, not because he thinks Trump's any good, but because in South Carolina, he thinks that Trump may still have supporters. Well, when all this goes on, at some point, this serial ratting out and betrayals by sycophants has an impact. It's starting to have an impact on Moscow Mitch. Some of the Republican senators are now saying that if Moscow Mitch votes to convict Trump, it'll go badly for Moscow Mitch in terms of staying on as majority leader. One of the people suddenly doing this is Ron Johnson, our senator, Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson is suddenly saying this, still sticking with Trump. Ted Cruz is saying it. Obviously, Hawley and the rest of them. But what's really amazing, and this is the real lesson of this. The QAnon people, the far out nut QAnon people are now turning on Trump. If you go on social media and take a look, they're attacking Trump. They're saying Trump betrayed them. One of the most extraordinary things they said, and this is something you have to know the context of, the history of. Believe this or not when I say it, some of them are saying, quote, Trump has traded faces with Joe Biden, and the president in there is Trump, and he's betrayed us. That's shape-shifting. That was an anti-Semitic canard in the Middle Ages, that people didn't even have an identity and they would shift shapes. These are true psychopathic nuts. This is QAnon. This is the kind of stuff they're saying. And they're now attacking Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and Mike Flynn. These are the, you know, Mike Flynn is the guy that advocated a military coup. Sidney Powell is the one that said a dead dictator from Venezuela and the CIA engineered Biden's victory in Georgia. And Lynn Wood is even worse than Sidney Powell as a lawyer. And you can't get nuttier than that. I thought you couldn't get nuttier than that. Military coup, a guy's been dead 7 years in the CIA, somehow came back from the dead and engineered the Georgia victory. I don't care what your politics are. That's just plain nutty. But the QAnon people are now attacking them, saying they got our hopes up, but they knew that they weren't going to do anything. And what people are suddenly, I think, realizing, when the FBI has talked to some of the people in the mob, not the ones that, you know, beat officers, but the people kind of went in. One guy said, he's a former Marine. He said, I was swept up in the moment. Donald Trump told me there was a rigged election. I believed him. He said, let's march on the Capitol. I believed him. He said, I will go with you. I believed him. We went up there. Everybody's just pushing through the door. I'm going along with it. Caught up in the moment. And that's probably true. That's probably true. And he was not a QAnon nut. A lot of people do not pay attention to the news the way you do, the way I do, the way other people do. They're very, very naive. And if they have the big man telling them that it was a rigged election, if they have Ron Johnson in Wisconsin saying it was a rigged election, lying about it, if they have Hawley in Missouri, Ted Cruz in Texas saying it's a rigged election, they believe it. Then they see 140 Republican congressmen led by Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader from California, say it was a rigged election, and they oppose certification. You know, 140 is quite a bit. There's only 435 congressmen. That's about a third of the Congress. It's really two-thirds of the Republican caucus. The average guy that was for Trump very reasonably believes if two-thirds of the Republican caucus, who comprise one-third of the Congress and the president and my senator and a lot of senators, say it was rigged, and six senators vote against certification, including Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, who's now the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee recruiting Senate candidates. If all these guys are saying that, it's got to be true. Where the smoke, there's fire. And they're at a rally. The president himself gets up and says, can't win with weakness. March on the Capitol. I'm with you. Rudy Giuliani says we need trial by combat. You know, I mean, I understand exactly why they went up there. They get ginned up. They went up there. And what's happening now is they are saying, and then QAnon, which is the nutty fringe, the far right, is saying, we were betrayed by Trump. They're absolutely right, by the way. He said he was going with him. He went right back to the White House where it was comfortable, kicked back, watched it, and apparently was laughing. And he saw a video. They're playing dance music. Ivanka was laughing. Guilfoyle, the girlfriend of Don Trump Jr., was laughing. They were dancing. A cop was being beaten to death, by the way. And a woman got shot by law enforcement because they're breaking in to murder Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence. And the crowd was chanting, hang Mike Pence. And four other officers were hit on the head with pipes with serious damage. And a guy who was having his head crushed, you've seen the video. Trump's laughing, they're playing dance music, and Trump goes on, tweets, I love you, you're very special people, but now it's time to go home. That's what he did. And I think QAnon's point, and the rest of them, if they have a rational point, and if they do, this is the only one, is, are we the ones that took the risk? A lot of our people are losing their jobs. There's a lot of people losing their jobs around the country when they're identified as having been at that rally, that insurrection. They're getting fired, and it's not easy to find another good job. And many, many of them, a couple of hundred of them so far, are being charged with crimes, many of them with felonies. If you have a felony conviction and it sticks, you can't vote. You're not going to get any kind of job with law enforcement or anything having to do with security. And there's a lot of employers that won't hire you. And if they do hire you, it's for something that's not going to be real high wages. And this is very serious stuff. And suddenly, finally, QAnon, Coulter. You know Coulter, the right-wing gal Ann Coulter, very right wing. You know what she did? She tweeted out, convict him, Trump. Convict him. Coulter, Ann Coulter. Convict him because he betrayed us. He didn't stick it to the end. Basically, what he did was he ginned us up, got us all excited, and then walked away. And they're right. The one good thing about this, if there is anything good about this, is I think it's going to be very, very difficult for Trump to come back and get a Republican nomination for Senate again. Why do I say that? Because the business community, to the business community, is radioactive. 20 out of 30 of the largest donors to the Republican Party have cut off anybody who voted against certification. 20 out of 30. And some of the other 10 say they're thinking about it. The fact is that the business community, it does not want violence. They don't want a guy with horns and a fur hat and war paint sitting in Pelosi's chair. That they don't want. They wouldn't tolerate that in their own factories and their own offices. They know that violence is the death of capitalism. They know that. They know that democracy is the oxygen of capitalism. And I'm talking about enlightened capitalism. There's a lot of them do bad things. They've got to be prosecuted under the law. But the fact of the matter is, that is the economic system that has sustained Western civilization since about the 18th century. And it's very, very important that it be enlightened. So that's what you have right now. So he's not going to get business backing. And if he doesn't get QAnon backing, and Ann Coulter says convict him, and the rest of them say that Biden changed faces with Trump, inadvertently talking about a libel from the Middle Ages, what does he have left? What does he have left? Not a heck of a lot. I have a feeling that they're sticking a stake in the vampire's heart, and that we are going to see a radically changed landscape in 2024. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.